Welcome to Shift Happens. Today's shift, choose connection over consumption. Let me paint a picture you probably know too well. You're out with friends, the food arrives, it looks amazing, but no one picks up a fork. First, the phones come out, a quick photo, a quick filter, a caption, then someone repositions their plate. Better angle, better lighting, and just like that, the moment becomes a performance. We're not eating, we're curating, we tell ourselves we're capturing the memory, but what we're really doing is stepping out of it. We've all done it. We do it with sunsets, with concerts, with birthday candles, with ordinary moments that used to belong to us, but now live on a server. We live in a world that constantly tells us, don't just experience it, prove it. Don't just feel joy, perform it. Don't just connect, broadcast. And it's not all bad. Technology can connect. It can bring joy. It can create belonging. But somewhere along the way, we started mistaking connection for content. We replace presence with performance. And we started measuring our moments by the wrong metrics. How it looked, how it was received, how it ranked in likes, views, shares. But here's the real contradiction. We've never been more connected, and yet so many of us feel alone. We swipe for love, we scroll for laughs, we double tap to feel seen. But deep down, we're starving for something else, something quieter, something deeper, something more human than highlight reels. And I want to pause here, because this isn't about guilt. This isn't a rant against technology. It's a whisper for awareness. Because if we don't notice this contradiction, we start to think it's normal. We start to confuse visibility with intimacy, followers with friends, replies with relationships. But a digital connection is not the same as a human one. That friend you haven't spoken to in a year, even though you see them every day on stories, that's not closeness. That's proximity, dressed up as connection. And that habit of reaching for your phone the second you feel bored, anxious, or alone, that's not comfort. That's a numbing reflex. We don't scroll because we're curious. We scroll because we're avoiding discomfort, avoiding silence, avoiding ourselves. And that's the part we don't talk about enough. That beneath the noise, beneath the dopamine hits, beneath the memes and the messages, is often a hollow space. And if you're honest, you've probably felt it. You close the app, you put down the phone, and there it is. Love. The quiet, the ache, the sense that something's missing. It's not connection you're lacking. It's realness, it's presence, it's aliveness. Now I want to take you back to a moment that made this all crystal clear for me. I was at a concert, one of my favorite artists, a song I'd played 1,000 times in my headphones, finally filled the air, live. But instead of soaking it in, I did what most people around me were doing. I reached for my phone, hit record, watched the moment through a screen while it was happening right in front of me. I remember this strange split in my attention, part of me trying to feel it, part of me trying to capture it, and the part trying to capture it won. I left with a decent video, but a diluted memory, and I realized I hadn't been fully in the moment. I'd been outside it, documenting it. For who? For what? A few likes, a story post that disappears in 24 hours. Meanwhile, the real story, the one my body wanted to feel, was barely written. That night, I started thinking differently about how often we trade depth for documentation, about how often we edit ourselves to be more palatable, more relevant, more liked, and about how connection, at the real connection, is getting drowned in the noise. Because connection isn't always loud, it's not flashy, it doesn't trend. Sometimes connection is eye contact that lingers, or a conversation with no interruptions, or sitting with someone in silence and knowing you're not alone. But we're losing our tolerance for that kind of quiet, because it doesn't get likes, it doesn't get shared, it doesn't get celebrated. So we forget how important it is. And here's the twist. we think the antidote to loneliness is more exposure, more posts, more views, more validation. But exposure doesn't equal intimacy. Visibility doesn't equal vulnerability. The truth, you could be surrounded by notifications and still feel invisible. You could go viral and still feel untouched. You could be liked by thousands and still not feel loved by anyone. And that's why today's shift matters. So let me ask you something. When was the last time you felt really seen? Not liked, not reacted to, but actually felt by another human being. Maybe it was a deep conversation that went past the surface. Maybe it was someone noticing you were off and checking in. Maybe it was a shared silence that didn't feel awkward, just safe. That feeling, that's connection. And it doesn't come with a notification sound. It comes from presence, from curiosity, from choosing real over polished. But to get that kind of connection, you have to be willing to go first. You have to be willing to be a little messier, a little less filtered, a little more human. And that's scary, I know, because being real comes with risk. You could be misunderstood. You could be ignored. You could be judged. But here's the thing. Being seen is always a risk. But being never seen is a tragedy. We don't need more polish. We need more presence. We don't need to perform our lives better. We need to live them better. That means putting the phone down sometimes. Not forever. Not dramatically, just sometimes. It means asking someone how they are and waiting for the real answer. It means replying to a message with voice instead of text. So your tone, yourself, can be heard. It means choosing a call over a comment, a walk over a scroll, a moment of awkward silence over endless noise. Because when you do those things, you're not just connecting with others. You're reconnecting with yourself. And that's the deeper shift here. This isn't just about being more present with the people around you. It's about being more present with the person you are. When we fill every spare moment with stimulation, we lose the ability to sit with ourselves. And when we lose that ability, we lose access to our intuition, our creativity, our clarity, our peace. We confuse boredom with emptiness, and we miss the chance to hear what our own mind is trying to tell us. So maybe the antidote to disconnection isn't more contact. It's more quiet, not forever, just enough. Enough to remember what it feels like to be in your body, to hear your own thoughts, to notice your own needs, to feel human. Because let's be honest, our nervous systems weren't built for this much noise, this much input, this much comparison. Every scroll is a highlight reel. Every ad is a reminder of what you should be. Every ping pulls you out of the moment you're just starting to enjoy. But the moment you notice that, really notice it, you get your power back. You can start choosing differently. Not all the time, not perfectly, just enough to make a dent. So here's your micro challenge for today. Choose presence once on purpose. Maybe it's going for a walk without your phone. Maybe it's eating a meal with no screen nearby. Maybe it's closing Instagram the second you reach for it without thinking. Maybe it's calling someone instead of just liking their story. Or maybe it's just sitting in silence for 2 minutes, letting the discomfort come, letting it pass, and remembering you're allowed to just be. No filter, no audience, no performance, just you. Fully human, fully here. Because in a world that profits from your distraction, presence is an act of rebellion, and connection, real connection, is a revolution. You don't need to opt out of the digital world. You just need to wake up inside it, to stop living on autopilot, to stop confusing noise with meaning, to stop letting the screen be the middleman between you and your life. Connection isn't dead. It's just buried under 1,000 scrolls, but it's still there waiting for a laugh that isn't recorded, a tear that isn't shared, a moment that doesn't go viral, but goes deep. Those are the moments that stitch your life together. Not the posts, not the polish, the presence. So here's your reminder. You are not a brand. You are not a product. You are not a performance. You are a person, and people are meant to connect messily or honestly, beautifully. So choose connection over content, over curation, over control. Just once today, then once again tomorrow. And who knows? Maybe someone else is waiting for that same shift. Maybe your choice to show up real gives them permission to do the same. Thanks for being here with Shift Happens. If today's shift stirred something in you, share it. Not just online, in person, in voice, in real connection.